nothing. So we lost in all three divisions.
But in the meantime, you were on television.
I was on TV, and it was a great break for me because I had an extremely popular television show.
How long were you there?
1950 to 1950, the latter part of 54.
And then I went
back on radio. I did both radio and television. I freelanced. I did a TV thing in the afternoon and my radio show at night.
And you leave there happily?
Oh, yes. I left there with the offer in New York. You mean from Cleveland?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay, from Cleveland. You went to New York.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go in New York?
WINS. September 1954.
And who was yours?
Bob Leader, who is now the head of the pilots. I stayed at Wins till the latter part of 58. I left Wins after the Boston controversy blew up. They didn't back me up, so I walked out and ABC hired me. In the meantime, I'd been doing movies and record albums, etc.
Tell me about that Boston controversy. Yeah. I only knew it from
they had warned us before we booked into the town that they didn't want any rock and roll stuff in their town. But the booking office went ahead and booked the date anyway, so they were waiting for us when we got there. There was not a bit of trouble in the Muir Arena with 5,000 kids in there. But they took the police blotter for the night from places as far away as 12, 14 mile suburbs of Boston and threw the whole book at me. The I caused stabbings. I riled the kids up. There were riots. There were no riots. And they indicted me under a...
public nuisance?
No, they indicted me under an ancient law, anarchy law, of inciting to riot.
What happened to that indictment?
It was thrown out, finally, but it cost me 50,000-60,000. That's one of the years that I put down my loss because I was canceled out of dates that were sold out and I had to make up the loss.
Who represented you up there?
In Boston, first I had Paul Smith. Paul T. Smith, he had the Brinks. Pretty big Truman man. The only Jewish lawyer I know with the name of Paul Smith. And this guy bled me, I'm going to tell you, Dick, I don't mind paying if I get the bread, but this guy bled me, and I'm passing $5,000, and I'm supposed
well,
to...
I want
you to know this, yeah. Because I was told to give a guy $5,000 to take to John McCormick in Washington.
Now this I don't want to know about.
Well, the money didn't go, naturally. However, to finally get the thing over with, a friend of yours and mine got a lawyer up there who manages the Paul Pender, the fighter. I forget his name now. I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. I forget his name, an Irish name. He was his manager. I'd never met him before. I went up and in one day the whole thing was over with. But the aggravation...
The indictment was dismissed?
Yeah.
No conviction.
Yeah.
Nolle
or something. I pleaded or something.
You pleaded nolle contendere?
Yeah. What does that mean?
No contest.
Yeah.
That's the same as a conviction.
It what?
It's the same as a conviction.
I didn't know that.
Nolle contendere.
Yeah.
What happened? They fine you up there or suspended sentence? No?
No sentence or nothing.
Okay.
What they call filing or something. I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Now, you were at INS for how long?
1954 to 58, the end of 58.
When you left INS, where'd you go?
WABC and WNEW-TV, which I was on before. I was on NEW at the same time I was on WINS. I was also at CBS Radio Network at the same time I was on WINS. Matter of fact, I had a deal with CBS and INS where a half hour of the evening, when my CBS show was on the air in New York, that my show on WINS had to go off. But CBS cross-plugged locally, and INS cross-plugged locally. Stay tuned now. Tune WCBS. The Alan Freed Camel. It was a Camel cigarette show with Count Basie's band. And then after that half hour, then I resumed my WINS broadcast. So I was, and of course with the movies and everything, I was doing 18 things at one time. And the end of 59, shit hit the fan, excuse the expression.